Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so happy to see our guest, Christy Barse, in person. She is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we are darn excited to see you in person. Gosh, I feel like it's been a long time.
It's been way too long. It feels great to be back in the studio.
Thank you. Well, yes. It feels great to have you here. So first of all, how are things? We're talking in the month of September, which the official summer tourism season is kind of wrapping up. How was summer for Hastings?
You know, it was great, actually. It was so nice. I feel like it's been 20 years since 2020. I don't know how you feel, but it
okay,
just
I just had that conversation with somebody that I feel like it didn't even happen.
It's just been, we went from, you know, nothing happening and our businesses being closed to everything back, you know, and at full force. So it was a really busy summer of events. And we were excited to partner with the Downtown Business Association on the car shows to make sure that those came back. And so we had, you know, it was car shows and Rivertown Days, and the city does such a phenomenal job with all of their programming down at the pavilion. So it was a really busy summer for tourism, which was great. You know, day trips were good. And now we're starting to see our hotels are really picking back up as well, which is fantastic.
That is good. And sometimes if I don't have time to just snoop around downtown, let's say I have to mail a letter and I just buzz through the drive through for the post office, I am shocked by the number of people that you know are here as tourists, because they're looking around in a different way than I think you and I that know the downtown area. It's just really nice to see, and there is so much to see and do.
Right.
I think about our wonderful bike paths. I think about just spread out all over Hastings. There is so much that we can be so proud of.
Absolutely. And our bike paths are still our number one tourism attraction. That's the number one page that people go to for our website. That's what people want information on when they reach out to us. And so our bike paths are really extremely unique, especially to a community that's so close to the Twin Cities. So we're really lucky to have them.
Absolutely. And the fact that we're on the beautiful river.
Right.
Yeah.
Connected to the Mississippi Greenway, and we've got the 10-mile loop and the Mississippi River Trail, and there's a ton.
So moving into fall,
yeah,
I would assume people come down this way also then to do leafing and that type of thing?
They do. Fall is is actually almost as strong as our summer months for tourism, so we get a lot of people that come down for the fall colors, and then they want to dine at the Onion Grill and take a walk by the river and come to the Vermilion Falls when the trees have changed. And so fall is a really big tourism month for us too, and it's also huge for weddings, which brings a lot of traffic to our hotels.
Wonderful. Good.
Yeah, and
good.
Golfing too is is strong through October, so yeah, it's going to be a busy fall, we hope, as well.
Well, I would assume so, but it's been a busy summer.
Yeah.
And I know you wanted to give some updates on some of the things that are going on. First of all, you're not to blame for Highway 316 being
thank you for that. Let's just get that out there.
Being torn up, and you're not to blame for the fact that my mom now has to go on roundabouts.
Right. I know this is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
But you wanted to talk about 316.
I did bring this up because it is important, but thank you for calling out that I have nothing to do with
the fact
that it's happening right now. Yeah. So, as most people who are listening know, Highway 316 has been under construction all summer. And the MnDOT project team, I think, has done a good job in speeding it along and advertising the detour routes, but it certainly has an impact on our businesses, and we are moving into that final phase, which is going to close down the entrance to our industrial park. So that's a big thing that we've been working on with the MnDOT project team, is to provide marketing material so that employees and customers know how to get to our business park once that's closed, because that's a pretty main access for us. So that it sounds like the final phase of that construction is scheduled to start on September 29th. That can always change, but that's coming up quick. And so we have a meeting scheduled with our industrial park businesses and the MnDOT team to go over detour routes and make sure that their employees and their customers know how to get to them. So that's been a project that we've kind of kept an eye on and made sure that communication has stayed open, because it is our, you know, our business hub there for a lot of our members.
But it all will not be lost. There still are other ways to get to the industrial park.
Yes. I haven't seen the final detour maps. That's what we're going to see on Thursday. And we'll put them out on our social media. And I can actually send them to you too, Mo.
That would be great. Yeah. Thank you.
But I think we're going to have to be detoured around Vets Park.
Sure.
Is how the access. So there is access. We'll just have to plan accordingly.
Absolutely.
And take a few extra minutes. And so internally, the chamber staff is talking about how can we provide visuals that are easy, like maybe a little YouTube video or something along those lines. So people know to plan a few extra minutes when they're trying to get to those businesses in the industrial park, and that it really is just a couple minute detour, and just plan ahead.
You know, maybe something you could do also is offer rides on the roundabouts so that people get more. I talked to the project manager for this, and he said now is the time to go practice on that roundabout on Tuttle.
Oh, sure. Yep, because that's completed.
And he said nobody's on it. So now is the time to go practice.
That's
on
a great
that.
Idea. Absolutely.
So if you're feeling a little, you know, iffy about how should I do that,
sure,
go out and try. Because it is going to be a change, and change is always something that people struggle with. So,
right.
Yeah, but this is going to really be a great way for people to come and go in Hastings safely and
right.
efficiently. And I think that some of the other roundabout projects that they're talking about are really necessary mm-hmm. as well. So
yeah, that was, you know, the roundabouts were something that we had to talk at length with our businesses about, because there are a decent amount of trucking companies in the industrial park. And so getting in and out of those roundabouts poses some challenges. And so we wanted to make sure that the communication was open between the structural engineers and our businesses, so that they knew, you know, you can't have a huge truck going up over the lip of a roundabout and expect that things are not going to shift within their truckload or take a ton of time. But I think, you know, the reality is that street is just getting so busy, and it got to a point where people were going to be sitting at those stop signs for way too long as we continue to grow. And so my understanding is that's the main purpose of them, to keep traffic flowing.
Well, you know, I guess I didn't realize that the chamber would be so involved in that. So thank you.
Yeah, that's a big piece of what we do for our members, is just making sure that they stay connected to the right resources so that they can stay involved. And they're busy running their business. They are not, you know, looking ahead to see what MnDOT project is going to affect them. So it's important that our organization stays on top of that and keeps them connected.
I know another thing that you are involved in from a city chamber standpoint is the school board, and just knowing what's going on with the Hastings school board community. I think in Hastings, the school is a big part of the city, and
absolutely,
the city is a big part of the school as well. So tell us a little bit about the forum.
As an organization, I think it's important to point this out. So we don't endorse candidates when they come up for election. So there's an upcoming school board election, and our organization is not going to endorse a certain candidate. But what we do is we make sure that we provide opportunities so that our members feel informed and educated on the candidates that are running for seats that could have influence on their for school board, you know, future workforce. And a strong school is important to the growth of a community. So the chamber hosts a candidate forum each election year for local offices like city council and state representative and senate. And we have done school board in the past. However, the local AAUW group had done such a phenomenal job that they had picked that up, and we were not doing the school board forum. That group has decided not to do the school board forum this year. And so it's important to the community that happens, and that our community members get to know these candidates as they're running. And so we are going to take that on this year in partnership with Hastings Community TV. And we'll do the school board forum. It's tentatively scheduled for October 6th. So that's kind of our next event that we're planning right now. And again, it's, you know, all of these offices are important for our community members to know who's running, and that they, when in crisis like we are still in right now and have been in the last year and a half, that we've elected the leaders that are going to make decisions based on our values. So that's why it's really important for community members and our chamber members to know who's running and who's being elected.
And I like what you said also about the schools. They are the ones that are teaching the future employees.
Absolutely.
Of quite a few of the businesses here in Hastings.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you've interviewed other businesses, and a number one challenge is workforce shortage. It's everywhere. And it was prior to COVID. I mean, it's been an issue for a long time, and it's been an initiative of the state chamber of commerce since my career, so over 15 years. And I think we've come to the reality that our demographics just cannot support the jobs that are out there right now, and so we really need to be working with our school districts to start getting in front of future workforce, to just make sure that they are aware of the jobs that are available for them in their own community and the education that's needed for it and the training that's needed for it. And so that's kind of our role. Is our school district has a really good, robust CEO in a classroom program. And so really us as a chamber is just trying to figure out how we can support that and fill in the gaps. But one way is to make sure that we are providing events like this forum so that leaders like the school board can have an opportunity to meet community members, and community members can ask them important questions before they're elected.
So do you have any more details of where and when we know when it will be, but where it will be?
Yeah, this is coming together very quickly, so I don't have all of those details yet. I think our number one choice is to have it at the high school auditorium, but my partner at Hastings Community TV is working on securing the location, and hopefully we'll have more details to you soon.
That sounds fabulous, Christy. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking that on. It is important to keep that tradition going, I do believe.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think it is. And I will say, and I can send some more information to you in the radio station, Mo, but we are looking for questions and topics from the community members. And then we will have a committee made up of a couple chamber board members and a couple Hastings Community TV board members that will review the questions and set them for the forum. So if anyone is interested in submitting a question or a topic, they can email staff, STAFF, at hastingsmn.org. And we will go through all of those as a committee and set our list of questions before October 6th.
And which will be here before we know
it. I know. I know.
Unbelievable.
Yes, yeah.
So I know you have some other groundbreakings, which is always a good sign. That's that, business is robust.
Yeah, actually, I'm sure that you've had an opportunity to speak with Eric Moss and John Hinsman at the City of Hastings, but development is strong right now. And so we partner with them in wanting to promote all of the investments and reinvestments from our business community here in Hastings. And so we recently had a groundbreaking for Simply Secure Storage as they're expanding. They just built 2 years ago, and now they're expanding and adding an additional 250 units. And
unbelievable. What does that say about us as people?
Right. We have too much stuff.
We do.
Well, what does your husband tell you every time you bring home something new for the house?
You know. How did we ever live without that? No, you know what? Good for them, mm-hmm. that we have too much stuff.
Right.
But that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's great news.
It is. Well, I think there's, the housing market is just so competitive right now. And so people are selling when they know that they can get a good deal on their house, and that maybe before they have a new house lined up. And so they're having to move into something smaller, and these storage units work out perfectly. But we also have another groundbreaking coming up at the end of September. Quality One Woodworking is expanding, and they'll be adding 30 additional jobs, and which is great. So it's good to see that investment continuing to happen, especially over such a chaotic time. And we're all still recovering from what's happened, but a lot of our businesses are doing well and looking to reinvest, which is great.
So how do you think the economy is doing? Because I think, different segments perhaps are a little bit farther along than others. What do you see from your position?
Yeah, it absolutely is based on the industry. I think it's not just the pandemic that is providing some challenges to businesses, as we talked about before. It's really the pipeline and finding employees right now is what we're seeing is the biggest challenge for our businesses. And I also think that there's still this level of fear out there. I think people can't really see past the next few months, and you know, what are all these new variants and how is that going to affect us? And so I think when we started to see a boom in other industries like our residential and commercial real estate, our tourism market was still slow to come back, just because people weren't, they may be doing day trips, but they weren't spending the night, comfortable spending the night. So they're, I think it varies. It varies depending on the industry that you're in. But I think that the economy came back stronger and faster than what we had thought that it would.
I agree with you. When you said earlier, it was almost like you switched a light switch
right.
on. I mean, we went from close, close, close to all of a sudden, whoop, we're back in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know from a mom standpoint, you and I have talked in the past, it was fine to not be so busy.
It was. It
I
was.
Know. That's yeah. kind of the bummer part is that, you know, we're all back on that gerbil wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's important for all of us to remember to take time to slow down and
to pause.
To pause. Yes. I should just have that written on the back of my hand. Just stop and think. You don't have to keep talking.
No, but don't you think that there are some good things that have come out of the pandemic? I mean, certainly look at how the businesses really did have to shift and come up with new and innovative ways to do business. And some of those are sticking around.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I think some of the visual things are, we see the parklets downtown, which have been fantastic. You know, I was just over at the library and they said that they went to online registration for library cards, which was so slick. And so they stuck with that.
Right.
You know, and we're seeing businesses that found that their employees are happier working remotely. And so they're working that into their benefit packages. And that's something that they can promote when they're recruiting employees. So there were definitely a lot of benefits that came out of it. It's hard to say, but I mean, their businesses had to pivot and they realized they were forced to make changes and realized how great some of those changes were.
Absolutely. Well, as I always tell you, you were the right person to be leading the charge at the right time.
Oh,
so.
Well, thank you so
thank much. Thank you so much. Christy Barsh, she's the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Would you be so kind as to give your website information? Because it's so, you have more than one and they're all so great.
We have three, but I'm going to give you two for right
okay.
now. So our Chamber of Commerce website is hastingsmn.org, and the visitors website, so if you're looking for some fun things to do around town, especially in the fall, is visithastingsmn.org.
Love it. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.